It don't flavor like this regular smoke bacon.
Mm-hmm.
It's just cool. It's salted. That's all it is. Just salted down. It ain't went through no smoke none. It just, that's white bacon because it's salt pure, did you see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you don't have the taste of the smoke bacon though.
When you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
Cut the side. I didn't get the side. You get a side. A middling. That's what it's called, a middling. Where the ribs goes into the side,
mm-hmm.
and you put that off from the rest of it, that's a middling.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, so one quarter how big the hog is.
Would you call that a side of bacon or a middling of bacon?
Yeah, you can call it a side or you can call it a middling, either way you want to.
It's the same thing?
Yeah.
What's the difference between middling and bacon?
Well, it ain't none. It's just, when you take that middling, you make bacon out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Any of the hog, as for that's bacon.
Mm-hmm.
But just different names are like they. You know, the loin or the leg or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still all bacon.
The outside part of the bacon that you cut off, you call that the...
You mean middling part?
No, the edge of the bacon that you cut off before you...
Oh, you mean trim it up?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just call that... I don't know what you call that.
You call that meat skin or loin?
Well, you can skin it. Some people do skin it.
What do you mean skin it?
Skin the bacon, skin off of it. But now, we used to, whenever we get the fat, you might be calling that when you cut off around the middle and around there. That's they trimming it up, getting the fat off, you see. And then a lot of people take that and dries it out and make it lard.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of people used to crack this, put them in their cornbread, cook them. And a lot of people likes it that way. I don't like the crackers, but you can take them crackers and grind them up and put them in your cornbread. A lot of people even cooks with them, put them in their vegetables. Lock the crackers in with it,
mm-hmm.
season the vegetables. Yeah. You don't waste none of it. You get all of it.
Yeah.
People like to do that, but see, I don't do that. I don't mess with it because it's got too much grease for me.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like nothing real grease, and I can't eat hog grease anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I quit eating hog grease, 15, 20 years ago. I eat cooking all the
time. Mm-hmm. The kind of meat that you buy already sliced.
That's bacon.
You call that bacon or breakfast bacon? Or?
Yeah, you can call it breakfast bacon or you can just call it bacon. Well, now they got something on a paper, just a pound sliced to cover it up with. Wax paper, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's bacon. It's already sliced in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can get a piece of a little, like that. I don't know, you can get a piece out of it. You can ask the man of the door, slice it, and he'll slice you one or two just that way. But that thing got cut with you.
What do you call that man?
You mean in the store?
Uh-huh.
Manager?
But what do you call a man who kills meat?
Well, that's, let me see, I wouldn't know what... You mean kills and carries them to... That's just the market man, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
He kills them and carries them to the market. Cows and hogs. And
mm-hmm.
He kills them and they... maybe they'll let them stay there and then they'll take them out and carry them to another place and let somebody cut them up for mm-hmm. the storage house.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you can see. They got a storage around Greenville and up there at Madison. And they carry the hogs up there and has them... Hang them up so long, and then they'll get cool, and then they'll take them down and cut them up
mm-hmm.
at the store. And then they put them in there and let it get so old, you know, so much. And then they'll come over up there and get it when it gets cured out.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go up there and get it and then bring it home, put it in the smokehouse, smoke it.
Hmm.
Make their bacon there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called different things from time to put it in there until you bring it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you ever call that man any other name?
Butcher?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a butcher, one that kills him, carries him up there.
Mm-hmm. Say, if meat's been kept too long, you say the meat is...
small.
Okay. And did you ever see a...